With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time for what?
Time for what?
Experience in college.
Time for reinforcement.
Time for liftoff!
Where nothing is impossible unless you think it is impossible.
College scholarship.
Yes.
Boom.
College ran by real fast.
You hung in with the best college.
Touchdown!
First time for everything.
Well, what are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
Let's do this thing.
Genius, let's do this thing!
Welcome back, everyone, to the show. Yes, we are here for part two of To Test or Not to Test. Now, in the middle of the pandemic, we did this episode because everyone was like, what to do? What's going on? Exactly. And what's going on? It's what's been happening in life in general. The one thing you can always count on is change. And this change, in my professional opinion and personal as a parent, is a positive change. So what's happening is that during the pandemic, a lot of students could not take the test, did not take it early enough. So the colleges, folks like Middlebury, Stanford, Cornell, Emory said, okay, you don't have to submit your test. We'll go and do this test optional route, meaning you could take the test or not. Or, hey, if you don't have a test, don't worry, we will not penalize you. We'll only evaluate you based on who you are and not try to compare you in that narrow vision of, well, this person took a test and this other person didn't take a test. So what happened then with the fall 2022 kids who did have still a hard time taking tests? Well, what ended up happening is a lot of schools extended test optional, right? From schools like University of Southern California, Washington University in St. Louis, Tufts University. And of course, the schools like Denison, Mount Holyoke, they continue being test optional. But the interesting thing is there was a movement right before the pandemic, in case you didn't listen to our last episode on to test or not to test. And basically some schools like the UCs thinking about voting on eliminating the test. Yeah, even WPI, Rochester Polytech Institute, amazing engineering program outside of Boston, went test free. That means you can't even submit your test scores. They want to evaluate you based on the type of courses you've taken. Number one big thing that everyone looks at. The profile of your school, yep, they're going to look that in there to see how competitive or challenging it is. So just remember, for those folks who feel they don't have that challenge, they could take community college courses, even to take courses. If let's say your school is challenging, but they're searching courses you love to take, colleges love you taking transferable community college courses, and it's free because that shows a lot of skill and character and discipline. Of course, the letter of your grade, so they're going to look at that. And then also the impact that you've done from your activities. Notice I start not just activities, the impact you make with your activities. I know with my older sisters who were taking care of me, big age gap, 10 years difference, both parents had to work multiple jobs, were trying to put food on the table. They have amazing leadership skills. They are responsible. That's a lot more than any number can put out there. So thanks to my big sisters out there. And for you guys who've done amazing impact stories in your own personal way, there's so many out there. And so colleges are not looking for the cookie cutter, you know, script. Well, look, I took A, B, and C courses. I have a good GPA. I did just, you know, know, I did my minimum requirement volunteer work. I did a sport. I'm good. Well, that is good. You're right. But for some schools like Claremont McKenna, UCLA, Harvey Mudd, Colby College, Rice University, the competition is greater. I mean, we're talking about admission numbers less than 10%. Yes, less than 10%. So they're not looking for cookie cutters. They're looking for people who have demonstrated that they're ready to be their future outstanding alumni, beyond just numbers. So that's something that's really important. But you want to make sure that you focus on your passion. So what does all this have to do about testing? Because so many schools are continuing to be test optional. Did you hear me? Because so many schools are continuing to be test optional, that allows you, the student, to focus more on your passion. That allows you, the parent and guardians out there, not hiring all these tutors. No, and you have an amazing test score that's above average on a scattergram. And there's a lot of them out there for you to look at. Amherst College will take it, even though it's test optional. But, you know, do you have, per Compass Press, they reported an average score of 1440 to 3235, respectively, for SAT or ACT. Are you in that range? Are you above? Okay, go ahead and send it. If you're not, focus on what your talents are. Don't keep on doing things that are not showing who you are and giving you that balance in your life. However, it is right now going into fall 22. The seniors are getting ready for fall 23 applications. And remember what I said in the beginning of the show, change is constant. So there's certain states and some schools that are still requiring the tests. Who are they? Well, in California, though all the public schools, UCs and Cal States are test free, Thomas Aquinas College is requiring SAT or ACT tests. That's down in Southern California. University of Tennessee. Yes, University of Tennessee is requiring those tests as well. Pretty much all the public schools in Florida. Florida is still requiring that test. So who are some of the schools? New College of Florida, Florida Institute of Technology, Florida International, University of South Florida, and Georgia. Georgia is also on there. They are resuming test requirements. So University of Georgia, even though they have a 40% admissions rate about there, are requiring test scores as well. And yes, the military schools, including the United States Merchant Maritime Academy, their Air Force Academy, Naval Academy, are requiring the test. They don't have no preference whether it's SAT or ACT. And do check for the schools who are requiring if they want the optional ACT writing portion. So do know that. Now, Georgia Institute of Technology is part of the University System of Georgia. So whether they want to take the test or not, they have to take the test. That's up to their legislators. So this school, this amazing tech school, oh my God, I do not know anyone who's not professionally not successful who graduated from Georgia Institute of Tech. Their average test scores are 3135 ACT, 1370, 1520. So, hey, if you don't have test scores close to that, you have the option of looking at WPI, all the UCs and CSUs who have amazing engineering programs that are test free. San Jose State has amazing engineers who are doing amazing stuff out there. Silicon Valley is right next door. We also have a Jesuit school that's still requiring the test scores, Georgetown University. So they do want test scores as well. And though Caltech, another amazing tech school, some of you may have watched the Big Bang Theory, is extending their test pilot years of going test optional. They're going to spend more time on research on this. I mentioned previous podcasts like Stanford, the kids who got admitted through test optional, they're evaluating them, seeing what their quarter grades are. If you don't know, Stanford's a quarter system. And so far, they've been doing so good. So that's why Stanford is test optional. And MIT, they were quick on their decision. They made a public announcement. They're one of the first. A lot of people were worried about it, that MIT, because MIT was no longer test optional. Yes, MIT, where Tony Stark went, the fictional character from the Avengers, Iron Man, is requiring. But Caltech is test optional. And keep in mind, and then WPI is test free. Even Stevenson, which is another amazing engineering school back east, is still keeping that. So what's all this controversy? Why so many changes? Well, you do have to know there's been tons of research that shows that test scores does not equal merit. It also has illustrated that it discriminates against certain groups of students, of individuals, and not really show their true talents and abilities. And what colleges have discovered, I mean, Bowdoin College has been test optional for the longest time. We're talking about 20 years, and they're a very competitive school to get into. They've seen that test scores have put more roadblocks, not only for students getting admitted, but also for kids to be considered to apply, because they hear these test average numbers. They're like, well, even though my grades are amazing, you know, I feel everyone tells I do good things, I don't think the school will consider me. That's why people are taking this away. And so if student A goes test optional for a test optional school and student B does submit a test, they're looked at their entire profile and seeing how did they perform as themselves with the information you give. And if you're still, so you're not being compared, oh, this kid took a test, this one didn't. No, that's not what test optional is. But what it is looking at what are you presenting? Like think of it in a job interview. If I said, oh, look, I did this, but I didn't mention something, well, that's not what they're going to evaluate you on because you didn't state it, right? It's kind of like you had an amazing story, but you didn't talk about it in your personal statement. Talk about those amazing stories about you during your high school years. But now, for some students, they get a little bit confused with some of the schools that are test-free, like the UC and Cal State system. UCs, if you took an AP exam, do go ahead and report those scores, especially if they're 3 or higher, because it's test-free for SAT or ACT. That shows some merit for the AP scores, and you could get also AP credit. A lot of the public institutions are very favorable about that. Now, I'm not saying go crazy, now study for an AP exam. If this is a subject you're talented in, you're well prepared for in the classroom, outside the classroom, go for it. I'm a big fan about just taking classes and learning about the subject and diving in, because you're gonna walk away from that. I still remember my freshman year critical thinking class. Yes, I still remember after decades. Notice there's a plural over those decades on there. And then what else is happening? So there's, like I said, there's constant changes. So what they notice, if you go to FAIR Test, there's a lot of great articles on there. It's a nonprofit organization that works in the flaws of standardized testing to ensure the evaluation of students, teachers, and schools are fair, open, valid, and educationally beneficial. And so the College Board decided, okay, we'll make it digital SAT tests because they're having a hard time finding test centers for students. So they're doing that, and there's a question mark in quotes, is this the new improved SAT? That's still speculated. Again, colleges and universities are very big on research. They'll still validate the test scores for a digital SAT test that's coming. But the question is, you know, is this more of a biased test or less biased test? Whether it's more coachable or not, you know, you have to make a decision as a family, as a person. Do I want to spend all this time prepping for a test, or rather prepping for classes and prepping for myself as a person as well? I wasn't crying, but I know some people do cry during the test. I used to be a test psych coordinator, and every test day there was a student crying. Every test administration, a student was crying. So this is a lot of stress in a world where you have a lot of stress. What are some best resources to find if a school is test optional or not? Well, FAIR Test has not updated their site as of today, which is August 7th, 2022. They will for fall 2023. I think they're waiting, but do know there are about 1,600 schools that are test optional. But another thing is you could go on your commonapp.org site, do know there's an app for on Common App. When you go to add colleges on your dashboard, it will tell the screen right then and there, because guess what? The colleges share that information to the schools. Sometimes people use test prep companies as well. The only thing is that as soon as you go on a test prep company's website, they'll tell you, oh, prep for this, do this. So there is some bias information. Why not just Google, let's say like right now, I went to Cornell University, test requirements fall, put the fall year of yours. So let's say if you're a senior, fall 2023, boom, it says colleges and schools at Cornell that are score free or test free, right? College of Agriculture, Life Sciences, College of Architecture, Art and Planning, Cornell's College of Business, both of them, right? The hotel management one, amazing program, and the one for economics and management. Now, then there's others that are test optional still at the site of Cornell University for fall 2023. Arts and Sciences, Engineering, Human Ecology, the School of Public Policy, great program, and Industrial and Labor Relations. So a little bit confusing, yep. So go to the website. If it's not clear, email the college rep. Go to your school and counselor to find out, hey, what is something I should do regarding about that? But always trust what's in black and white. Things will be constantly changing. Some of them will say standard. So what I just told you about Cornell, they decided, love you for this, Cornell, that you're going to have this requirement until fall 2023 and fall 2024. So yeah, so for current juniors, you're all set. But just keep in mind that for if you are a junior or a sophomore and wondering, should I take the pre-ACT or the PSAT test if it's optional at your site? Well, do know, ask yourself what will really merit the best of your abilities. Do merit your wellness, right? Do you need to add on that stress? I'm not saying to do less. I'm telling you to basically work smarter, not harder. There are over 1,800 colleges just in the United States alone. There is not one school that's gonna make it or break it for you. You will make it or break it for yourself using information, using all the resources are available for you. So do what's best for you. Thus, you decide, do I take the test? Hey, am I a good test taker for standardized tests? Do I go above average? Am I above average based on this school, what they have accepted in recent years? Make sure the data is recent. You can always email that college rep or not take the test. It gives me a lot of anxiety. It's hard for me to get to a test site center. I don't value a school that's gonna value me more on numbers versus in me as a person, right? It could just be a principle that you have. You make that decision. That's really important. I have 4 kids. A majority of them did not have a choice. They had to submit their test scores, but they did have a choice of whether to do test prep or not. And I'm very proud that we did not do the test prep route. They basically focus on their talents, whether it be in that classroom, in outside their activities, in community college, transferable courses, or all the above. And that made them a less stressful kid, because high school, as any teenager would tell you, is stressful as it is. Now, for my youngest, who hasn't even started high school yet, I'm excited and I'm hopeful that there is a big open world out there. Yes, it's getting more competitive, but I'm not too worried, because there's a lot of great schools. It's more about who you're going to find that community that's going to support you, want to encourage you to be engaged in that community, whether how small or how big it is, and also help you get an internship. So important. Trust me, it's really, really important professionally. But also, the thing I think is the most important, to find a community that's going to give you a lot of good friends, that's going to be supportive, that you're going to find that room that's going to check in on you, that has that orientation that help get students to know not just the curriculum or how to do A, B, and C, but how to know person 1, 2, and 3. So shop around. You will be okay. If you tell yourself you'll be okay and use the support systems around there, and good luck on that decision to test or not to test. Trust me, there will be a part 3. Take care, everybody, and until next time.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate you
taking the time out of your precious day to listen to us. So subscribe so that you can download this podcast wherever you may be. We're on so many different streaming devices, but also you can find out more information about College for All at college4all.com. We're also on Twitter at collegeforall.amv, Instagram collegeforall.amv, and more to come. Thank you and have an amazing day.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.